It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
This week's International Desk is reporting on the state of affairs of the Labour Party in the UK. But a word of warning, the following, some listeners may find the parts of the report offensive. The British Labour Party is having another row over anti-Semitism as left-wing Shadow Minister Rebecca Long-Bailey was sacked by leader Sir Keir Starmer for retweeting an article that he claimed to contain an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Long-Bailey, who was the Shadow Education Minister, retweeted an interview with actress Maxine Peake, calling her an absolute diamond. In the interview, Peake said the tactics used by the police in America, such as kneeling on people's necks, were taught by the Israeli secret services. Even though Long-Bailey later said the retweet doesn't represent all aspects of the article, she was dismissed by Starmer, who told the BBC that Peake's claims were anti-Semitic conspiracy theories.
Well, the sharing of that article was wrong, and because the article contained anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, and I have therefore stood Rebecca Long-Bailey down from the Shadow Cabinet. I've made it my first priority to tackle anti-Semitism, and rebuilding trust with the Jewish community is a number one priority.
Currently, the working definition outlined by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance described anti-Semitism as a certain perception of Jews, including Holocaust denial, denying Jewish people the right to self-determination, and holding them collectively responsible for the actions of the State of Israel. But why does Starmer want to rebuild relations with the Jewish community? Well, since 2015 and under then-leader Jeremy Corbyn's leadership, Labour has faced allegations of anti-Semitism. Corbyn, who was a left-wing critic who spent decades before becoming leader campaigning for a nationhood for Palestine, brought an influx of new members with similar views and tipped the party towards that side. However, allegations of anti-Semitism within Labour's ranks followed, and Corbyn was accused of being too slow to take action. An independent inquiry by Sakat Chakrabarty in 2016 found that there is an occasionally toxic atmosphere of anti-Semitism within the party, but by April 2018 she admitted her recommendations had not been fully implemented. The party also said they received more than 600 complaints of anti-Semitism in 10 months. The Equality and Human Rights Commission also started an investigation into Labour last May, the second time that it investigates a political party after the far-right British National Party. Another internal party document this April said anti-Corbyn sentiment inside the party hindered it from tackling anti-Semitism, with messages showing some believed the worse the situation gets, it might expedite Corbyn's departure from office. And these allegations were extensive, ranging from the party's youth wing to its parliamentary caucus. In 2016, the Labour Club at Oxford University was placed under investigation after claims that members had discussed Zionists rigging elections and after comments that European attacks on Jews were justified because of Israeli action on Gaza surfaced. Several activists associated with pro-Corbyn group Momentum were also suspended from the party for allegedly making anti-Semitic comments. Corbyn's close allies were also involved, with former London Mayor Ken Livingstone suspended from the party in 2016 for claiming Hitler supported Zionism during an interview with BBC Radio London.
Let's remember, when Hitler won his election in 1932, his policy then was that Jews should be moved to Israel. He was supporting Zionism, and his boy went mad and ended up killing 6 million Jews. But the simple fact in all of this is that Naz made these comments at a time when there's another brutal Israeli attack on the Palestinians.
Livingstone then resigned his membership 2 years later. The same year also saw two Labour MPs resigning from the party, both citing anti-Semitism amongst the reasons for leaving. In February last year, Jewish MP Luciana Berger and six others also resigned in protest at Corbyn's approach to issues, including Semitism, as they claimed they had been receiving abuse.
I cannot remain in a party that I have today come to the sickening conclusion is institutionally anti-Semitic. It was nearly a year ago that we saw the unprecedented event of a minority community, the Jewish community, taking to Parliament Square to to demonstrate against the Labour Party, to say enough is enough. And yet since then, despite a mountain of evidence, we have only seen the situation of racism against Jewish people get worse. The leadership has willfully and repeatedly failed to address hatred against Jewish people within its ranks. And it is for these reasons and many more that I have made this decision today. I am leaving behind a culture of bullying, bigotry, and intimidation.
But immediately afterwards, another Corbyn ally, Chris Williamson, was suspended by the party after he said in an activist meeting that Labour had been too apologetic about anti-Semitism. These allegations caused further problems for Labour in the running to the general election in December last year, with the Jewish Labour movement declining to back the party that it was affiliated with more than a century, and the world's oldest Jewish newspaper, the Jewish Chronicle, urging voters to not vote Labour. Voters also backed off from supporting the party, partly over its inabilities to handle anti-Semitism, despite Corbyn's apology to Jewish leaders and telling the BBC before the election that anti-Semitism is an evil.
Anti-Semitism is a poison and an evil in our society. Any form of racism is a poison and an evil in our society. I have spent my whole life fighting against racism. I will die an anti-racist. I want every community to feel safe and supported in this country. Jewish community, Muslim community, Hindu community, any other community from any faith or any other part of the world. And our party has confronted the issue. We have suspended or expelled members. We have an education program. And all of that has been set up since I became the leader of this party, and we will carry on doing exactly that.
After the election produced Labour's worst results since the Second World War, Corbyn stepped down. He was replaced by Sir Keir Starmer, who won in the leadership contest against Rebecca Long-Bailey, who was seen as a continuity candidate of Corbyn. Here was she talking to ITV's Paul Brandt.
How would you rate Jeremy Corbyn's leadership on a scale of 1 to 10?
I thought Jeremy was one of the most honest, kind, principled politicians that I ever met.
10 out of 10?
Well, I'd give him 10 out of 10 because I respect him and I supported him all the way through.
So what went wrong then?
What we can't ignore is that Jeremy was absolutely savaged by the press. His character was taken to pieces from day one. Because the policy platform ultimately was popular. Where we failed is that we didn't develop the message credibly enough.
While both candidates stressed that tackling anti-Semitism was a top priority, after his election as leader, Starmer promised to rid the party of anti-Semitism and promised to set up an independent complaints procedure and reviewing all outstanding cases, as well as uniting a party divided under Corbyn's leadership.
Anti-Semitism has been a stain on our party. I have seen the grief that it's brought to so many Jewish communities. On behalf of the Labour Party, I am sorry. And I will tear out this poison by its roots and judge success by the return of our Jewish members and those who felt that they could no longer support us.
He was praised by Jewish community leaders for achieving more in 4 days than Corbyn did in 4 years on tackling anti-Semitism. However, dismissing one of the most prominent left-wingers just 3 months into his leadership could reopen old wounds that crippled Labour just 6 months ago. So Rebecca Long-Bailey wrote in The Guardian yesterday saying she took responsibility for her actions and the saga could be avoided. She also said she would not have retweeted the article knowing some of its contents would cause hurt. Mike Katz, the chairman of the Jewish Labour Movement, has said he welcomed the decision, while Mary van der Zyl, the president of the Board of Deputies of British Jews, thanked Starmer for his swift actions. Senior Labour MPs have also been backing Starmer's decision to sack Rebecca Long-Bailey, including former leader and now shadow business secretary Ed Miliband. He was talking to Andrew Marr on the BBC.
I don't think she is anti-Semitic. I think she made a significant error of judgment. I know Rebecca well. I think she's a decent person. But let me tell you what this underlines. This underlines the fact that Keir recognises the gravity of the hurt that has been caused to the Jewish community over the last few years by our failure to deal properly with issues of anti-Semitism. And it indicates that he is absolutely determined to get on top of it. The reason why it was a problem, the Maxine Peake interview, so the original interview and what Rebecca then tweeted, is not that it had a criticism of the state of Israel. I'm a big critic of what the Israeli government has done on a number of occasions. It's that it was a false criticism of the state of Israel linked, or rather the Israeli Defense Force, linked to the death of George Floyd, wrongly, saying that somehow the tactics that had killed George Floyd had been learnt from the Israeli Defense Force. Let me explain why this is an important point. And the problem is that over the centuries, when calamitous things have happened, Jews have been blamed. And that's why there was an anti-Semitism issue in that in relation to this. And that's why I believe Keir took the right decision.
But MPs from Labour's left wing have stood in solidarity with Long Bailey, with former Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell saying she shouldn't have been sacked because criticisms of practices of the Israeli state is not anti-Semitic, while the General Secretary of the United Union, Len McCluskey, said her dismissal was an unnecessary overreaction to a convicted role. Both McDonnell and the United Union have supported Long Bailey on her challenge for the Labour leadership. And this decision could work for and against Starmer. On one hand, making a high-profile sacking because of anti-Semitism 3 months into his leadership could show the Jewish community and the general public that Starmer is keeping up on his promises and tackling anti-Semitism in the party with concrete action. But this decision could also risk alienating other electorates of the party, especially those on the left. Starmer has promised when he was elected as leader to unite the party with Angela Rayner, who was once Rebecca Long Bailey's flatmate, being elected by members as the deputy leader, and Starmer himself also appointed Long Bailey to become the shadow education secretary. Because Long Bailey got support from allies of Jeremy Corbyn and the unions, and she came second in the leadership election after Starmer himself, sacking one of the leading figures on the left just 3 months into his new leadership could be seen by factions, especially on the left, as walking back on the promise of party unity, which could deepen factional fighting instead of healing the wounds caused by fighting for the past years.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.